Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. And if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Okay, yeah, thanks for having me, Dan. I am Sander. I'm living in a city in the north of the Netherlands called Groningen. And I work at Afosto. And Afosto is a software company that helps retailers scale their business online and offline, actually.
Awesome. Can you just talk more about this product and really just how this idea came to life?
It started with, I am a pilot, and next to my career as a pilot, I started building my own business through e-commerce, actually. So I started selling some products online, which I bought overseas. So I flew to China and stuff like that, and I just went to factories there and bought some stuff and tried to sell it in Europe through WooCommerce, actually. And yeah, I did that with my best friend, actually, and we started really small and made stupid mistakes with buying the wrong stuff. And yeah, cost a lot of money in the beginning. And then we learned a little bit on marketing. So online marketing through Facebook advertising, Google advertising, stuff like that. And that's where we focused our time and effort in. And then we started making some money and started growing our businesses a little bit. So we moved from like a really tiny office to a bigger place with a warehouse. Part was a small warehouse, but some place for products and some students working there, picking our products and packing it. And that was still all on WooCommerce. But then we start to struggle with, too much plugins, the website's getting slow, and the backend is where we're having troubles with that. And we were not developers ourselves and still aren't. What we did do was hire people overseas through like the Upwork and stuff like that for not much money, we asked them to fix our problems in WooCommerce. But then we had like 6-7 people working overseas and fixing our problems. But yeah, now and then our site was down. And then we asked, hey, what's going on? And they were all pointing fingers at each other. And we were like, oh, wow, we can't do anything. And our site is down. And then we met the guys from Afosto, actually. They were next to us in another building. And they were, with only developers, and they were building a platform where the product data is centralized. So the product data is the center of the system, and you can connect multiple sales channels, which could be POS systems or websites, or now we also connect with marketplaces like Bol and Amazon and stuff like that. So you have one database of products, and you can sell them on multiple channels. That was the philosophy then, and it still is, actually. But that was really good for us because we started working with them. But since they were with only developers, the tool was quite good, but there was no documentation, nothing like guides and stuff like that. So we started thinking, oh, this could be really interesting for us. So we created a business. Tom is my partner and I, next to Afosto, actually, and we did some consulting for customers on Afosto. And that started off really well, actually. And that was our first like real business, which the first business that really made money. From there on, we started growing that a little bit. But then the guys from Afosto asked us to jump in with their system so we could, even improve that more and also make more documentation and help the clients in Afosto instead of in another company. So that's when we joined Afosto, and I think that's now 5 years ago or so. Yeah, and since then we've grew the team a little bit, and now we're still actually doing the same. My role didn't really change. I'm still head of new business now and helping partners and clients onboard, and also how to use our tool in combination with other software tools, actually, because nowadays you see microservices popping up everywhere. So especially the larger clients, they don't have one single solution for everything, but most of the time they have multiple solutions, and then you have to connect those. And sometimes we have to make some like custom software to connect stuff with each other, and that's where I jump in. I usually sit down with the owners of a business and then talk about, okay, how's your situation? How can we, as a FOSTO, help you improve and scale that? And sometimes we use our software. Sometimes we make some custom stuff. Sometimes we use other software, and then we connect it and, help them. That makes sense. Yeah.
Well, I'm just curious, right? So in terms of your ideal customers, so is it like, just somebody who might, earlier that you mentioned WooCommerce, but I'm assuming it could probably work with Shopify. So it's like if somebody has like a Shopify e-commerce store, and they want to sell into more channels, they would use the platform to distribute the product simultaneously into all these channels. And then when it sells on one channel, it would be automatically delisted and say sold on the other channel. Is that how it works?
Exactly. Actually, we have two teams internally here. One is the product data team. So actually, most of the e-commerce or retailers nowadays have two problems. One is product data. Two is order management, because nowadays you see the sales channels are getting more and more and more, like Amazon and Bol. I'm from the Netherlands. You have Bol. It's like the same as Amazon, it's called Bol. And in Germany, for example, you have Kaufland. Those are like platforms which are getting bigger. And also the big e-commerce players in the Netherlands, they're now accepting other retailers to sell their product for a commission on their sites. And usually what we see with customers is that when they have their own website, they create their website and they're all excited and wow, and they push go online and they wait, no orders, nothing happens because right. They don't have the marketing in place, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
And the problem with selling your products on different platforms is because they, of course, know SEO and filtering and stuff like that. If you say, hey, I want to sell this sweater, for example, on Amazon, then they ask, hey, what's the material? What's the color? What's the size? What's this? What's that? So you get like a list of specifications you need to add before the product gets approved. So we have one team working on that problem. So actually, importing product data into our system from, for example, your suppliers and or maybe even it could be a form where when a customer of ours, for example, goes to buy new products in Italy or in China or whatever, then we could make like a simple form for them so they can really easily add new product data in batches to our system. Which is the database actually for the products. And then we, from that database, we try also with AI now to get the specifications in the way Amazon or Bol or whatever wants them. And we automize this process to get the products online as quickly as possible on those different platforms. So Google Shopping, Amazon, Bol, the marketplaces you want to sell on. That's one part of the problem. And then the products are online and you're all happy and orders are going in. And then the second problem pops up. And that's actually what you talked about now is, okay, now I have like this sweater and I'm selling it on 5 marketplaces and I'm going in sale and I only have 6 pieces of size M and I'm going in sale and every platform is selling 20 pieces. So I have 6 problems times 20, for example, if you're selling on 6 marketplaces and all I need to refund those and cancel and bad customer experience and all that kind of stuff. So the other team focus on that problem. So channeling all the orders into one system and the pick and pack flow, make it in one system as well. So we developed an app for in the warehouse. So for the people working in the warehouse itself, they can really easily ship all the products. It doesn't mind from which platform the order came in. They all get it in the same format in their app. So they can just pick it. It shows up the product, shows where it's laying in the warehouse with the position. They walk there, they scan it. They go back to the picking table and they click on shipping, a print shipping label, and the shipping label comes out of the printer and the order is shipped. So it's set in shipped on our platform and on the platform where it came from. And that could be Shopify, WooCommerce, Amazon, whatever.
Makes sense. So in terms of the people using you today, so would they just sign up for the platform and they get all these features, or do you have like different pricing tiers based on what features they want? Like, what does that look like?
Yeah, it depends a little bit on if we have the connection already or not, because we have the base of the system is actually the order management part, because that's like really easy to make available for everybody. The product data part, it's really depending a little bit about, okay, who are your suppliers? How is your data coming in? So we need to make some customizations for each customer there, so, but you don't have to use that. So it's actually two different products. The right. One product you could use, but you don't need it, because if you already have like the product data in Shopify, then you can just connect Shopify and we can just pull the orders from Shopify. And if maybe you already have connected Shopify to Bol or Amazon, then we can also connect that channel. And then we only use the order management part at first. So normally a customer signs up and we start with this. We start with, okay, just try this. Because before, like 2-3 years ago, I think, Afosto was an all-in or nothing solution, you could say. Because it was just the product database and the website system and the POS system. And people, it was like take it or leave it. So either you move your whole store from Shopify or from WooCommerce or whatever tool you're using at the moment to Afosto, or you don't use it. But that was a big problem, of course, for us, because a lot of people and also a lot of partners and marketing teams like to work with Shopify or like to work with WooCommerce, which I understand, because there's a lot of documentation, there's a lot of people knowing how to work with it. Then Afosto is not an option anymore. So we thought about that and we thought, oh, we need to fix this. So now we can also connect with WooCommerce, connect with Shopify, and just channel those orders so people can start using it, and it's free for the first month, and it's also not breaking anything in the current operation. So those were the two things we would we really love to do, is one, make it free to try, and two, don't hassle with the current operation. So especially for the bigger clients, they don't want to break their operation. They don't want to put in new tools quickly into their operation, because they want to test it first, of course. So that's why we focus really hard on trying to make this happen. So now you're able to connect Afosto to your Shopify account. You can see how it works. You can try it out for free. And then after the period, it is depending on how much orders a month you're doing, the amount you're paying. And then I think the first 30 orders a month are free, and after that you pay per order actually, and the more orders you do, the cheaper it gets per order. And for the product data, we usually make a custom price. We just look at how big is the database, how is the data from your suppliers, because that also depends. If they have APIs and it's really easy to connect with them, that makes it easier for us, because we are all working on APIs. So, but sometimes suppliers have really old data, really old systems, then we have to customize the data before we can pull it into Afosto. So that depends a little bit. So normally we start with the order management part, and then most of the times, you get in contact with the customer and they tell me about their problems, and most of the problems are kind of similar. So they say, and I have this problem with putting in my products, and it's so hard to put these products online on all these different platforms, and everybody's asking different data. And nowadays with AI, of course, you can also automate a lot of that work, like translating and like adding specifications or changing descriptions, stuff like that. So that's also what we're working on. But that's all really quite new. But it's evolving every week on that product data team.
For sure. So obviously now, 2024 is around the corner. So in terms of monthly revenue, I guess like approximately, what are you doing now? Like, what are you looking to get to for next year?
We're now, I think, at about 50. No, I think it's a little more. I think it's about 100K a month at the moment, somewhere in between 50 to 100. It depends a whole lot because we are a SaaS business.
Right.
Now it's still at a point that in the revenue terms, it's like 50% is ours. So the customization part on product data and stuff like that. But we're really focusing on partnerships now,
right?
Because we love to work with agencies that are like technical, because those people know this stuff, like the product data, and they can make the connections. And I'd rather have a partner who does that customization part and use our tools to, so we can focus on like the database of the products and also the order management part. So that's where we're focusing on now. But yeah, in terms of revenue, I hope to at least double next year. Because we just started selling internationally as well. Up until actually like a month ago, our platform was just in Dutch. And now we translated it to English. And it's also really easy now to translate it to other languages as well. So even if we have now, I was talking today to a partner in Portugal, for example. And if he has like 10 or 20 customers who want to use our tool and want to have it in Portuguese, yeah, we can really easily just switch the translate files, and he can then translate our software for his customers, and then he can use it as well for his customers. So that's what we're focusing on as well. And that, of course, takes a little bit longer than me onboarding our own clients. But in the long term, it's way more profitable for us.
Makes sense. So what would you say is like the biggest obstacle or challenge between, you know, where you're at now and doubling your revenue and getting to your goals for next year?
I would say time is always, in software development, it's always really hard to determine how long something will take. That's only if you have done it before, then it's easy to say. If now somebody asks me, okay, how long will it take to build an Afosto website, and they have a good description of how the website needs to look like and blah, 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 then I can quite well determine, okay, this will take so long and this will be the price. But for the new stuff, like the connections, for example, Amazon is a pain in the ass. We're working on the connection already for 2 months, but still, it's really hard to get that connection working really well. And then even when you have it, the more customers are going to use it, the more edge cases will pop up. So the hard thing is always, I think, in software development is time. The revenue will come eventually, but it's when the product is like finished, you only know for sure when like 50 customers are using it and they're all happy. And now we're going into internationally, so maybe there are problems which I can't think of now.
Right.
We will get to when the next 50 customers on board.
Right.
Yeah. And that's always the hard part. You don't know what you don't know, right?
So I guess but in terms of, you know, going internationally, right? I mean, obviously US market is huge for e-commerce, but like, what is your go-to-market strategy? Because obviously you have a good product, it's been successful. So, you know, what are you doing to really reach your potential customers here in the States?
Yeah, what we do is we first build connections with platforms. So like Shopify we did, which is of course a really, really big platform. And now we will also be in the plugin store. We're working on that because that's also kind of a hassle to get in there. And then once we're there, then hopefully some people will try our plugin. And then from there on, we build like a small customer base. And also we reach out to e-commerce website owners to just ask them about, hey, how's order management going, or how's product data going, or how is it adding products to Amazon? That isn't fun, right? You know, and then and then if you ask stuff like that, then people will say, no, it's just such a hassle. So that's a little bit on how we focus on getting new clients.
For sure. So what would you say is the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this company?
Well, let's say this. When I started my entrepreneurial journey, I always thought I don't need to trade in my time for money. So I started, okay, I need to build an e-commerce website, then I can just move boxes. And then I noticed, oh, this is also a hassle, because you have to, first we started buying in China, and then you have like all problems with buying the products, and then they promise you the best product in the world, but it isn't. And then you have bought way too many products from way too low quality, which you can't sell. So then we started focusing a little bit more on quality products. And then we came with Afosto, and then I saw, oh, wow, this is a digital product. it's like easy to make something and boom, instead of selling one, you sell 1,000 and there's no extra work. And that's like, that's something that doesn't exist, unfortunately. So the advice I would give myself is be patient and just keep working and don't expect the success tomorrow, but it will come, but it takes a lot of time. And especially in software development, there are so many things you can solve. You need to focus on the stuff you know. So don't try to solve everything. Work with partners, work together and not compete. Because first we were a competitor actually of Shopify, and now we're trying to work together with them. So I think those are things I would say to myself like 6 years ago. Don't try to win from Shopify. Try to work with them. Don't try to win from the big competitors. Try to work with them. And then it makes your life a little bit easier, I think.
Makes sense. If somebody watching this wanted to reach out, do you mind sharing your company website or social media handles? Just best way to get in contact with you.
Yeah, the best way would be send us an email on support@afosto.com, and that's AFOSTO.com. Stands for all four stores. Then you can just reach out. The team is still quite small. We're with 12 people now. So you will normally get in touch with me or Tom on the first occasion. And shoot us a message and we'll see how we can help and if we can help. And we're like a really open, straight to the point company, and we won't try to sell you anything. That's why we also want the free tier, because I'm just here to help people. Even if they have a WooCommerce site and they all have the same problems, and I'd rather help them first, help them grow, for example. Because if you're doing like 1 to 10 orders a day, then our system is a bit of an overkill. So I won't even tell you it. I will just try to help you to overcome that problem first, and then we'll see if you try Afosto later on. But up until that point, it's not really necessary to use our tool. You could do it, and it's even free. But I wouldn't advise it, because it's actually just another front end to your back end, you could say. So it's not really a big help. But if you have like multiple warehouses, multiple sales channels, multiple fulfillment partners, for example, we also do that, like connect with fulfillment partners, so external warehousing, stuff like that. Yeah, then the situation becomes a little bit more complex, and then our tool is really an advantage for you. So that would be when I would also advise you to at least try us, and we will try to help you. So yeah, that's what I would say to that.
Awesome. Well, we're rooting for you, and thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, thank you, Dan, and good luck with your show and your company as well.
Sounds great. Thanks. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.